Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Today, I'm honored to welcome an incredible woman whose life and work embodies strength, compassion, and community empowerment. My guest, LaShonda Kinnebrew,
yes,
is a passionate servant leader dedicated to helping individuals grow and thrive. How are you today?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm good. I know you're looking so beautiful, like per usual.
Thank you.
Can you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and, you know, where you were born and raised and all that good stuff?
Okay, well, my name is LaShonda Kinnebrew. I was born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. I'm a mom of three. Unfortunately, my middle son was murdered in July 3rd, 2021.
For those that don't know, because this is your first time on my show, and I want to let everybody know what that was about. You've turned an unimaginable loss into a very powerful mission to help others. Can you share that part of your story with us?
Yes. When my son was murdered, I honestly didn't know where to go, who to talk to, what to do. So I was fortunate enough to meet three other mothers that walked down the same old road. So we were just like, what can we do to keep our kids' name alive and have an impactful, you know, on our city? So what we do is, like, when someone is unalived in the city of Toledo, what we do is we'll take gift baskets to their home. And in that basket, we have all type of resources. We have like a peace lily, we have a journal, and we have things like that. And so we all do our own separate things. So the one thing I did was, when my son Christopher was murdered, I wanted to keep his name alive. So what I did was I created a t-shirt called Communities Against Gun Violence. So what I do is I sell the t-shirt, and half of the portion of the money, I'll take it and I'll donate it to a funeral home where someone that can't, you know, fully pay for their, you know, their services.
So you didn't just stop there. You also started North Star of Northwest Ohio and focused on education empowerment and steps to success for our youth. What are these programs and what inspired you to start them?
Okay, so Steps to Success for Our Youth, that inspired me because how all the gun violence impacted the young lives of today of the kids. So what I did was I took kids as parents that's on any type of substance abuse, and I started a 6-week program with them. So I teach them all type of social skills, coping skills, and things like that. And so after the end of the 6 weeks, they'll get a stipend. And so the thing is, I like for their voices to be heard, and I like for them to be seen, you know, give me suggestions and things like that. I don't just talk to them. We have a conversation. And I think that's one thing that we lack in the city is, when we talk to the youth, we don't let them speak with us. We talk to them. So that's what Steps to Success for. And then North Star is a GED program. So my son Christopher, before he was murdered, he didn't get his GED. So that was dear to my heart that I'm going to start a GED program in remembrance of him. So everything I do is in remembrance of my son.
And you just don't have a son. You have two other children, too, don't you?
Yes, I'm a Navy mom. My oldest son is in the Navy. He's been in the Navy for 12 years now. And then my youngest daughter, she's in the nursing field. So, yes, and I have three lovely grandkids.
You want to give them a shout out?
Yes. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Leia. And hi, Kaden. Nana, love you.
What are some of the key lessons or transformations that you've seen in the youth who participate in your programs?
What I've seen is that these kids, they like that someone is giving them a voice and they're giving them a chance to be seen and not just heard. You know, that's the thing I've found out with, you know, with these kids. And then it's like the suggestions. They love when they give you suggestions, and then we use those suggestions. That goes a long way. We know with these kids these days, a long way.
The organization that you started with the other mothers, what is that organization called?
Sisters for Unity. That's Sisters for Unity. It's, you know, the four mothers that lost their kids to gun violence. And with that organization, I went to the White House and I got to speak with, you know, And I really love that.
What are, you know, some of the things that you do with the kids in the Steps to Success program? Like, what activities do you do with them?
Okay, so Steps to Success, well, what we do with them is we have, like, different people come in. And they teach them, like, banking. They teach them how to do resume building and things like that. And then we also have, like, recruiters come in and talk to the kids because not all kids want to go to college. So, you know, we keep that door open because we don't like to push our kids. We like to listen to our kids and see our kids and, you know, let's give us suggestions of what they want to do.
I really don't know where you find all the time and energy for all this advocacy work that you do. How do you maintain balance and take care of your own emotional health and well-being while continuing to serve others?
To be honest, me seeing, you're going to make me cry, me seeing a change in not just one child, one family, that it keeps me motivated and it keeps me going. My door is always open. My phone line is always open. I'm always there to willing to help and to serve. That's just me. And that it, I thrive off of that. That motivates me.
You found your passion and your purpose.
Oh, yes, I did. To help any and everybody.
Looking ahead, what stuff do you feel like helps build the legacy of your son and your organizations? Like, what do you feel like the more things that you would like to do to keep continue that mission and keeping his name alive?
I just want people to start caring more. I want them to, you know, start caring. Yeah, I mean, we start caring, that goes a long way. Just, you know, care and hope. Those are my two things. You care about a person, you keep hope, you keep faith alive, you just, you know, you keep going. You just got to keep going. You can't just stop at one thing. And if something right here don't if it doesn't work, guess what? Let's talk to these people over here. And what I want to say is we can't do this alone. We have to come together as a community. I can't do it alone, so that's why I like to go out and collaborate with different people, because what I'm doing, you know, and what you're doing, it might work better if we do it together.
Is there a message that you want everyone to take away today from your story? Like, is there like a deeper, like that was deep too, but is there anything else you would like to leave with the listeners?
I just want people just to care. That's care and
you feel
hope.
Like there's not a lot of empathy
it's
in the world.
It's care, and I want people to stop pointing fingers and look at what you can do to change the community, you know, because everyone is not going to get it right the first time. I can't blame you, you can't blame me, we can't blame him, we can't blame her. Let's just try to all do focus on what we can do and be impactful to our community.
That sounds like a good plan. I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come. I know I kind of got you last minute, but you're here, and I appreciate you.
I'm always here. If you want me again, I'll be here again.
I appreciate that. Love you.
Thanks. Love you too. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.